This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the U.S. Senate, Republicans cannot force the U.S. Postal Service to scrap its electric vehicles, the U.S. Senate parliamentarian has ruled. The U.S. Postal Service has purchased 7,200 electric vehicles to date, a fleet made up of Ford E-Transit vans. The Republicans' proposal to scrap the USPS electric vehicles and EV charging infrastructure would cost the Postal Service $1.5 billion, including $1 billion to replace its current fleet of EVs, and $500 million in EV infrastructure rendered useless. The Postal Service said the action would seriously cripple our ability to replace an aging and obsolete delivery fleet. Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, whose role is to ensure that lawmakers follow proper legislative procedure and their own rules, said a provision to force the sale could not be approved via a simple majority vote in the Republican-controlled chamber. It would instead need a 60-vote supermajority. McDonough ruled that Republicans cannot overturn landmark Senate rules already in place to drastically reduce vehicle emissions and boost EV sales. Senate Republicans also sought to reclaim more than $1 billion out of $3 billion that Congress gave the USPS in 2023 as part of a $430 billion climate bill to buy EVs and charging infrastructure, including $1.2 billion for electric vehicles. The USPS told Congress that summarily removing all electric vehicles and charging infrastructure would hobble our ability to deliver to the American people. It would directly harm our ability to serve your constituents, and it would waste crucial funds for no reasonable purpose. Replacing 7,200 electric vehicles would directly cost the Postal Service at least $450 million. The USPS has also spent $540 million on electrical infrastructure upgrades, which is literally buried under parking lots, and there is no market for used charging equipment, the Postal Service said. USPS would also face significant costs from Oshkosh for halting EV purchases under a standing contract. The USPS plans to buy 66,000 more electric vehicles by 2028. The Bureau of Land Management is taking public comment on a proposal to reopen the Powder River Basin in southeast Montana to coal leasing as part of President Donald Trump's move to reverse his predecessor's energy and climate policies. The Powder River Basin, which spans southeastern Montana and northeastern Wyoming, holds the largest coal reserves in the U.S. Some of the coal mined in the area is bound for the United States power plants, but most is shipped overseas. Last May, former President Joe Biden announced that no new mines would be permitted in the area, citing the decline in coal production over the past two decades and the climate and public health impacts of continued coal burning. In recent decades, other states and countries have stopped all coal-fired electricity production, and the rise in renewable energy drove the market away from fossil fuels, including coal. The Powder River Basin has long been embroiled in controversy over coal production, with area ranchers opposing coal mines and the railroads needed to move the coal to West Coast ports. So with President Biden's decision not to grant or expand coal mines, environmental groups and ranchers wary of coal mining's impact on water supplies, air quality, and livestock forage celebrated the move by the Biden-era BLM. Now the BLM is taking comment on the plan to open up 2,600 square miles, an area larger than the state of Delaware, to new or expanded coal mines. In Montana, the area spans 17 counties, encompassing 2.7 million acres of BLM-administered land and 11.7 million acres of federal mineral estate. The Bureau of Land Management is accepting comments through August 7th. The BLM is interested in hearing about the scope of the proposal, potential alternatives, and any studies or relevant information that merit consideration. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.